We got a spot of car trouble this week. You see, I left my motor around here somewhere, and I need a bit of specialist vehicle recovery to get it back on the road. Join us for a truly titanic challenge. Welcome to the semi-final of Scrap Heap Challenge. Our two teams who fought their way through from the heats have just one day to make another ingenious contraption out of the old junk on our scrap heap. And what about this motor? It's a good runner, needs a bit of body work, yours for a runner.
This year it's a knockout competition, and by last week's semi-final there were just four teams left in contention. That contest saw Inner Spin knocked out by Bowser's Bodgers, who go through to the grand final, where they'll face the winner of this week's semi-final.
This week, our teams have to find a way to recover a mini from the bottom of a lake, well, a couple of fathoms down, actually, and bring it safely back to dry land. They'll be racing each other for a parking space on the quayside and for that coveted place in the Scrap Heap Challenge final.
In red, returning triumphant from the heats, are the Chemical Brothers. They're three brainy research chemists and climbing fiends from Grimsby. There's Pat, chemical engineer and demon scavenger.
That man has got balls.
They're a slightly odd size, but hey.
Sensible and mature scout leader, Rob.
It looks like a gun. Big gun.
And led by unflappable captain, Paul.
We can forget about everything until we have this breach.
Oh!
You!
Chemical Brothers, stand by.
They scared the living daylights out of us in the heat when they built a gunpowder cannon.
Fire.
Yes! It's all in one piece!
Brothers in arms, cannon. Three.
And knocked out the army team.
One. Fire.
Oh, no!
It's on fire.
It's on fire?
What do we do
next? Yes!
They're putting aside their Bunsen burners for another nail-biting challenge. Helped this week by diver and marine salvage expert Richard Bradshaw. And in the orange corner, the megalomaniacs, the bikers from hell. Well, none eaten, actually. There's Captain Nosher.
Ramming speed, Mr. Christian!
He's the soulful, sensitive one. Kev, their mechanical wizard. And Darren, the team's designated fire officer.
Right, back, turn the point that way.
These guys got in touch with their feminine side when they built a land yacht in the heat, blowing away Geordie opponents, the Driller Thrillers. This week they won a proper macho challenge, and I'm not going to be the one to disappoint them. Those crazy megalomaniacs are joined this week by Nick Bunch, top salvage man and expert in lifting very heavy things with cranes.
Scrap heapers, as veterans of the game, you know you can use anything you find on the scrap heap, and you have until the sun sets to complete the task. Chemical Brothers, megalomaniacs, the scrap heap awaits. You have 10 hours to build a device that will salvage a mini from the watery deep, and your time starts now.
Okay, let's go.
Got it.
Okay, Rick, what are we doing?
Well, let's propose some form of floating platform.
Yeah.
The first job is to decide what they're going to need from the scrap heap.
Yep. What we want to get, a structure underneath the mini with some barrels or some sort of flotation device.
We need oil drums. Is four barrels going to be enough to lift it, you think? We're going to have some sort of winch system, so we want winch blocks.
The minis the teams need to recover are 20 metres out from shore in a very cold lake. Each mini is in 6 metres of water, but sitting on a tower so the teams can easily get underneath them. The teams have to somehow get their mini off its tower and back to shore, where they have the option of a slipway to get it onto the quay. We've told the teams the minis weigh around half a ton, and the rule is they must lift the mini. Simply dragging it off is strictly forbidden.
We need at least 14 oil drums, if we can find them.
Barrels first. We want four for this. Eight, 10 barrels.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get on with this, okay? Yeah. Let's do it then. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
And they're off, racing each other to the buried treasure of the scrap heap, where we've thoughtfully provided perfect marine salvage conditions. For the Reds, Pat is straight on the case. He's got physics O-level, so he knows that four of those oil drums filled with air will lift a mini. And with the killer instinct common to all scout leaders, Rob also heads straight for the oil drums.
The barrel over there.
Orange team bikers Darren and Kev may be more familiar with the insides of a Harley than the principles of marine salvage, but they know this will be the battle of the barrels.
Yeah. That'll do us.
Rob has no time for seven stone weaklings. He's got oil drums to find.
Is that going to give stability?
It's going to help a bit with stability. It's also going to help a lot.
Red team expert Richard is more used to raising bits of oil pipeline than scrap minis, but he knows the principles are the same, and buoyancy is the key.
Yeah, that's what we want. We've got to make that as simple as possible.
That's right.
So we Captain Paul's learning fast.
Okay, what we got is a platform, approximately 2.5 metres by 1.5 metres.
Yeah.
On it is the mini.
Yeah.
Okay, wheels.
Yeah.
The mini. Okay. We want to get some bars all the way underneath either side of the wheels.
Ah, oh, that's good.
On the
that
end of the bars,
in, yeah.
We can get the barrels underneath the platform level, so they're nice and low, so we're getting all the lifting from the bottom coming up.
The Red Team chemists have a rather brainy solution to raising their mini. A car filled with water is negatively buoyant and sinks. An oil drum filled with air is positively buoyant and floats because it weighs a lot less than the water it displaces. The Reds' plan is to sink four oil drums by filling them with water and then attach them to the mini. They hope to find a compressor which they'll mount on a small raft made of, guess what, oil drums. The compressor will force hundreds of litres of air in and water out of the barrels via a hose. This will make the barrels positively buoyant so they can airlift the mini to the surface. Once afloat, the mini should be light enough for them to pull into the quay, where they aim to ramp it out onto the slipway.
Pat keeps those barrels rolling in. Rob's falling over himself to get that one.
The quads are yours, Pat.
Those crafty Reds have cornered the global market in oil drums. They wouldn't be trying to stitch up the opposition, would they?
Let's just muck it up so we get a feel of what we're doing.
So the Chemical Brothers have the basic elements for their elegant plan to airlift the mini from the watery deep.
What's the width of the platform?
One and a half metres. 1.5 by 2.5.
The megalomaniacs could never be accused of being elegant. Those oranges are planning a dirty great big barge with a massive crane on it.
He's going to be our barge. Uh-huh. We have our frame coming up over the top, so it comes over the centre line with a mini.
The orange team are going for brute force. They're building a great big crane mounted on a floating platform to winch their mini up. Being super buoyant, oil drums are ideal for their platform, but they'll need a huge number of them. Firstly, because when their mini's winched up, the structure's centre of gravity will rise and could give them stability problems. The bigger the platform, the more stable it'll be. Secondly, they'll need loads of oil drums because the platform has to carry the weight of four large bikers, the structure itself, and a mini, all without sinking. But once the mini's up, they'll simply be able to pull the barge to dry land and winch the mini onto the quay.
What do we say, 80 kilos, 90 kilos each, say 350 kilos, yeah. 500. 1.85 tonnes total. That's what we're going to have to hold up. So I think 10, 12 oil drums will give us the buoyancy we need. If we can find any other tanks, that's going to be a bonus.
Kev has actually managed to wrestle a few oil drums away from the Reds. But have the oranges got enough to float nearly 2 tonnes?
We've got 9 here. We're going to need one more.
We're going to need 10.
At least 10 to be going on with.
OK, we'll see what we can find. Well, we're still short.
There's still a few drums short of a monster crane barge. Yeah. And the megalomaniacs expert Nick is looking worried. He's wondering what the bikers will do to him if this thing sinks.
Kev's found some scaffold poles. They'll come in handy for building their crane legs, but they look a bit weedy. Will they lift a mini? I think I'd better go and check it out.
They're not going to be up like this, are they? They're going to be out.
They're going to be out at an angle.
And what the reason for that is that's a stronger structure.
A lot stronger.
Right.
Because even though we're picking up from there, all the force is then pushing down these
literally down them
right
onto the platform. It's actually pushing into the platform, our floating pontoon.
So it's not as you'd think, where all the pressure would be at the point where the thing is actually transferred back.
It's all just pushed straight back
right
to where we need it.
Time to check out whether this design works in the real world.
Two massive cranes just like this were used to lower the flood-beating Thames Barrier into place in 1980. Built in Hamburg, they had so-called shear legs, taller than a 20-storey office block. These angled legs transmit the forces from their huge loads down into the crane platform. The maximum single lift on the barrier was a monster 1,300 tonnes, or nearly 3,000 minis. The Megalomaniac's crane design is pretty much on the same lines, but let's hope not quite on the same scale.
So is this a bit more of a Megalomaniac's-like challenge than the, the land job? It was a bit girly, wasn't
more
it,
power.
Really?
More power.
I'd better check out the Chemical Brothers Oil Drum Emporium.
One of these barrels, if it's full of air, can lift about 200 kilograms. The Mini itself weighs just under 500 kilos.
Right.
We've got four barrels.
And when you pump air into it, that's the thing I don't understand. If you've got a barrel that's floating on its side, say, like that, I don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah, we're floating on its side, that's right.
Does the water just...
Yeah.
It's got some air in, and you want to pump some more in, does the water just come out of that same hole?
That's right. The air automatically comes up to the top,
right.
So it displaces the water out of the bottom.
It'll look very glamorous when it comes out of the water.
Let's hope so.
It's a fantastic theory, but until Rob and Pat can find a compressor to pump air into their barrels and lift their Mini, they're a bit stuck.
Cheers. Calculator.
The Reds have loads of oil drums for their air lift system, but no way of getting air into them. This calls for a crisis meeting.
We are now desperate for a compressor.
Desperate for a compressor.
If without the compressor, we are shot. Yeah. Okay.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. 8 hours construction time remaining. Thank you.
The Megs are still missing drums.
8 hours.
Not long.
And the Reds are losing heart over their missing compressor.
I can't find a bloody compressor anywhere.
Time for Plan B.
Okay, we're getting to a stage where we're going to have to think about alternatives with this compressor.
We're going to have to make a pump. We're going to have to make a pump.
Pat, we're concerned about the compressor. We're going to have to make one. We're going to have to make some form of stirrup pump. We could do with a smoothbore pipe.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Oh, dear. He's not a happy bunny, is he?
Pat knows he's the poor sap who'll be hand-pumping for England tomorrow. The bikers are still short of barrels, but they need to start putting their huge barge together. Over to welding wizard Nosher.
I'm just trying to reduce the amount of welding you've got to do.
Well, if we think we've got time, it's not a problem, then, yeah. I mean, I'll just stay continually on welding for the moment.
Because I think there is a lot of welding, we just want to keep that
going. There's an awful lot of welding, yeah.
What Nick hasn't quite grasped yet is that Nosher likes welding.
Yep.
Chemical Brothers Pat and Rob have come up with a big chunk of mains gas pipe. The plan is to turn it into a giant bicycle pump to get air into their oil drums. But Pat knows it's not an end to their problems.
I'm worried about the capacity of this. Big time worried about the capacity of the pump.
The original idea was to find a motorised compressor, which would have filled their oil drums with air and lifted the Mini up in minutes. Doing the same job by hand will take a lot longer. They'll need to pump 500 litres of air to get enough buoyancy to lift the Mini. And pumping 3 metres down against the pressure of thousands of kilos of water will be 30% harder than pumping at sea level.
The Megs appear to be indulging in a fondness for heavy metal. But will all this stuff really float?
Don't forget we've allowed...
Even Nosh is getting nervous.
We've allowed half a tonne on our counts. We've allowed a pontoon itself weight of half a tonne. There's going to be some forces in there.
And it's a weight in there. I didn't realise they were that heavy.
But the Reds seem to actually want stuff that'll sink.
Is Bob off for ballast then?
Yeah, we're looking for half a ton of ballast. Think about it. We'll
yeah.
In a minute.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Bob the ballast boy.
Those crafty chemists have a cunning plan to avoid relying solely on a dodgy hand pump to fill their oil drums with air. They've decided to keep them half full of air so they remain semi-buoyant and then sink them down to the mini by loading them with heavy weights or ballast. They'll then release the ropes tying the ballast on and there should be enough buoyancy in the barrels to float the mini up. If there isn't, they can use their hand pump to top the barrels up with air to add more buoyancy. It's all rather elegant.
Bob the ballast boy is living up to his name.
It's about 50 kilos.
Just 10 more of them to get Bob.
And there seems to be an awful lot of maths going on.
A mini's 500 kilos.
They're working out...
I don't even want to ask what they're
how
doing.
How much air we need in the cans.
To lift them up.
We want to have as much air in these as possible when they go down, yeah. So therefore we've got to ballast them off.
Right.
Okay, with big bags of nuts, bolts, lead, whatever we can have hanging from underneath,
right.
Which is possible. Therefore, requiring a lot less air to put
to
in.
Pump in. Okay? Now that sounds clever.
If any at all.
Right.
Which the boffins are now working out.
Okay, say it's only half full.
While they're all getting busy, let's see how the professionals do it.
Marine salvage is a huge international business. Every year, companies in the field recover property worth over $1 billion. As well as wreck removal and cargo recovery, salvors also decommission marine structures such as oil rigs. The 14,500-ton Shell Oil storage facility Brent Spar took a year to decommission. It was towed from the North Sea to Norway, where it was dismantled and eventually recycled to build a new quay. The operation cost £41 million, and there's plenty more salvage work to come. In the UK alone, 200 more North Sea rigs will eventually have to be removed at a cost of £6 billion. One of the top experts in offshore decommissioning has agreed to be our judge for the day. He's salvage egghead Professor William Penny. Time to hear his professional opinion of our team's designs.
So, William, we've got two very different approaches, haven't we, to the problem of raising this mini. The Chemical Brothers, the red team, one of the things that I don't quite understand how they're going to control is the sinking of the floaters. I mean, because yeah. It sounds like if they just put huge weights on it, it's just going to go... And there's got to be a diver hanging onto it, supposedly he's aiming it in the right direction. Though.
They're going to fill the barrels partially with water. They're going to add extra weight to push it down. Right. When they come to lift, they will cut the weight and the craft will come up, so they hope.
Yeah.
That's actually very clever.
Right.
It's a very clever arrangement they've got.
Yeah. The megalomaniacs, the orange team, are going for a crane. That makes sense, doesn't it? I mean,
I think it's one of the answers that they've got. They will, of course, have problems with the buoyancy and the weight.
The weight's going to be quite high up.
Well,
it's going to be a bit top-heavy, as it
were. As you lift a load up and you have your shear legs up at your fingertips, then the centre of gravity rises up and the stability of the vessel becomes less.
In case they need to top up the air in their submerged oil drums, Pat is making a very sophisticated air pump out of a piece of old gas pipe and a bit of rubber on a stick.
Paul, stick your hand over the end of this, will you?
Yeah, suck it. Oh, yeah.
She's a-blowing. Don't overdo it.
So how's it going? Is it all going
well? Well, what we're doing now, it's just going to be a stirrup pump.
It's going to sit in the middle of this. So you're going to stand in the middle
of that. Stand in the middle and pump like mad.
And then non-return valve.
Non-return.
Which means that what I put down doesn't come back.
Doesn't come back.
Waste of time otherwise.
Yeah.
This is make-up air only. We're not reliant on this for the success of the project.
Right.
So it's just in case the mini weighs slightly more than we calculated. That's it.
It's all beautifully thought out. This is looking good. This is one of your flotation tanks now. I can see that.
Yeah, this will go down. Each one of these by a wheel.
Bit of pump if you need it.
Bit of that if we need it.
You've got it sorted, guys. I mean, it's all done, except that it isn't done.
It's there.
Next door, they've got like an 80-foot-long pontoon with sort of, you know, it's got a canteen at one end and,
refreshments.
Refreshments area.
They're going to fish off the
mini bar, everything.
We're aiming to get back to the side for the refreshments.
Favours from hell. Neighbours from hell.
We're going to whoop your ass.
He talks a lot next door, doesn't he?
Gentlemen of the teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining.
The floaty bit of the biker's monster crane barge is coming together. And they've just remembered the winchy bit.
We'll have to send somebody out scavenging for rope, because we just haven't got enough.
Cool.
Kev makes a start on their pulley system. But are wheels off a kid's scooter really going to be strong enough?
Simply pulling the Mini up with a rope would take too much brute force, even for the megalomaniacs. So they're going to use pulleys, which work like a gearing system to give them mechanical advantage. If they use just one pulley, that'll mean they have to haul in 2 metres of rope to lift the Mini just 1 metre. But, and here's the clever bit, they'll effectively only be lifting half the weight. And the Megs are going even further. They're going to use 4 pulleys, which will effectively divide the load by 8, an achievable lift for 1 biker. So he'll expend exactly the same effort, but it'll be broken down into bite-sized chunks.
How many people are going to be actually manning the vessel, as it were? There's three on that. There's only going to be 3 people standing on the floating.
Three people will be standing on it, right. Yeah. If the pulleys work as well as we're anticipating, it should only take 1 man to pull it up. He should be able to hold it while take the whole float across to the quayside.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hopefully we'll find some strong rope.
Right. So if you're using a... Find some more rope! Woohoo! You've been down a supermarket?
Woohoo!
Nice ones!
Now they've got all the bits and pieces for their airlift system, the Chemical Brothers can get on with welding it all together.
Yeah, okay, go for it. Don't matter.
It's an anxious moment. These boys have only just learnt welding at evening classes.
Eyes!
Lesson one is, whatever you do, don't make any holes.
Hold it again. It's all right, don't worry. Damn thing.
Paul hasn't quite got the hang of this welding lark yet.
If the Reds ever manage to weld it together, their lifting system will look something like this. Each pair of semi-buoyant barrels is fixed to a scaffold pole and slung from a milkmaid's yoke made of wire, which will sit on the Mini roof and bonnet. The yoke barrels will sit under the Mini wheels, front and rear, and they'll thread another scaffold pole the other side of the wheel to secure it for the lift.
Paul, you've only got 2 hours to go. We've got lots of bits.
They're all sat in the right places. I'm running around and tacking everything together.
Making little holes in things, I heard.
No, we didn't make any holes.
I want to talk to you about half a ton's worth of weight.
Yeah?
No, that's unfair. He's just big bone.
Leave him, Rob.
What I'm talking about is just the sheer fact of getting you 4 and half a ton's worth of weight actually out there in the first place.
No problem.
It's
the air in there that is the important thing.
And you've done your calculations and you're totally happy about that.
Look at the numbers. But the whole thing goes to pot if I put any more holes in these damn barrels.
Right.
Time for the Megs to start putting their barge together.
Somewhere near the centre, if possible. You're going to have to move over.
Looking good.
Nosh and Nick wanted it big, but perhaps not this big.
Look at the span.
When the Mini's just below the surface and it's coming out and moving from being full of water to then suddenly empty and in the air, you've got big weight changes to counteract. Okay,
if need be, we'll open the doors. We're not going to try and lift a Mini full of water. And if it means we have to hold, hoist, we'll do that till the water's out.
Right.
So we're just lifting a Mini and nothing else.
The megalomaniacs are between a rock and a hard place. They may need to add ballast to the back of the barge to counter the weight of the Mini on lifting and prevent them capsizing. But the more weight they add to the platform, the more likely they are to sink. And even if they don't actually sink, if they sit too low in the water, they could become unstable and tip over sideways.
So I think we've got a few stitches along there. It's only going to be on those edges.
Well, that's all it needs.
Yeah.
Display, man.
Time for Nosh to weld on the all-important hinge which will carry their heavy crane legs.
It looks very good. It looks a good, sensible transference of load because there will be a large force acting down the two A-frames. and that must be carried back down the pontoons. And that's very clever. That's been well thought about.
Yeah.
Those bits of scaffold will form the A-frame or shear legs for the megalomaniac's crane.
Gentlemen, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining.
It's a weldathon, and Nosh is in his element.
Yeah.
But Paul has decided not to give up the day job just yet.
Basically, what? If we've got some left, then ideal.
Yes.
Make an anchor point. Short.
Yeah. You know how you tell me that it was very important not to put a hole in this barrel.
What have you put?
A great big gash in it.
It's not a single hole, it is many holes.
Shut up.
It's a series of holes.
Shut up. I'm going to go on
strike. Has he ripped the whole side open?
Right, that's it. I've had enough. Down welder.
Cob on.
Oh, no. I'm very sorry.
Rob and Rick have washed their hands of the welding horror and are sorting out their ballast.
Yeah, that's nice. Are we using this flywheel now?
No.
Over the wall, the Barmy bikers and their monster crane barge are approaching 0 hour. The crane legs are in position. Nick looks a bit worried about those hinges.
Should we see if we can get it to the upright position, hold it there, then we can let it, then we can take it on the ropes, then we can just, we can get it past the...
It's time for the big lift.
That's right, two either side.
Can you hold it there and we'll get the ropes?
Hang on, no, keep going, keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Come on. Come on. You right?
Can you hold that there?
Get that away!
Come on, let's get upright then. Hang on, this is dangerous. Quick, no, hold it, kid.
You want me to hold
it? Get the rope quick, as quick as you can.
Go.
Tie the rope, take the turn round it, quick. Take the turn.
Okay.
Right, ease it back to us now, okay. Hold it.
Go on, relax.
Ease it back to us.
Relax.
Right, bring it down a bit more.
The Megs miscalculated the weight of that A-frame. They could have done with a crane to get it up.
Take these back now.
Teams, you have 45 minutes left. 45 minutes. Thank you.
All right.
That took some doing.
Over in the red camp, Rob has just noticed their neighbour's monster crane.
We're drilling for bloody oil.
Come on.
It's a diversionary tactic of theirs.
So, William, we've just seen one of the biggest pieces of engineering I think I've ever witnessed. Clambrit's Way Skywind. I mean, it is big, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
The megalomaniacs have really lived up to their name.
I think we've begun to see now how big this overall structure is.
Yeah.
And how high the centre of gravity would be, especially for the lift. I think we've now really seen it in...
They couldn't get it much higher, really.
They couldn't get much higher, no. So, my concern about stability is still there.
It's miles off of Richard's side.
Now they've mended their welding holes, the Reds are pretty confident their airlift system will raise at least one wheel of a Mini.
Both scaffold poles, the hinges...
And once the Mini's afloat, the idea is those wooden planks will ramp it onto dry land. Meanwhile, the megalomaniacs have found out their mega crane legs are heavier than they thought.
And I think we've just seen the weight of that, how that's lifting this back up. We're going to need some serious cantilage here at the back to ballast. Some serious stuff.
Right.
30 minutes remaining. You have 30 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
When they come to winch the Mini up, the combined weight of the legs and car could capsize the barge. Nick's worried.
What have we got in the way of tanks now? We've got one oil drum. We can lash your oil drum to the side, so that won't go anywhere.
Could come in one.
It's a good job they stole those extra oil drums from the Reds. They're going to come in very handy on the back of the barge.
But, if we could lash it there, that's fine.
Hey, that's ideal.
Filled with water, two drums should weigh enough to offset the Mini's weight and stop the barge capsizing.
Just tighten that off a bit. Where's that saw?
The Meg's crane is so tall, Kev's having a job getting a rope over the top.
Still struggling to get it up, as always.
With time running out, Paul, of all people, is welding the pump to the Red's floating pumping station. No wonder Pat can't watch.
Teams, you have 10 minutes remaining. Ten minutes remaining.
Thank you. I'm going with that. You do the next.
It's a mad scramble to get the machines finished in time.
Teams, you have 5 minutes remaining. 5 minutes remaining.
Just stand still. Less than 5 minutes to go, and I can hear panics welding across the fence.
Look out, so I've got the...
Right, okay. Hang on. I'm on the side, Paul.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, Rob, your hands clear, you can come down.
All right, scrap heapers, your time is up. The sun has set. Tomorrow, you'll either raise a mini or raise a couple of laughs.
And we'll find out which of you will win that coveted place in the final.
It's got to be us.
Look at it. I reckon they're digging for oil.
This is more wicked construction.
Here we are at Stony Cove, an old quarry in Leicestershire, which is now one of Britain's deepest and coldest diving lakes. We've dropped a couple of minis in it for our intrepid teams to salvage. We'll be taking that airbag away in a minute. But we have thoughtfully put the minis on scaffold platforms so that it's not Mission Impossible.
Quick outline of the race. Their contraptions are going to be in position over the top of each mini, which are already in the water. Then when the race begins, the teams are actually going to be on the shore, so it's a swimming start out to their contraptions. Then they've got to lift those minis clean out of the water and drag them back to shore and into the parking positions, which are waiting for them on the quayside. Whoever gets there first is the winner.
We've generously given the teams a bit of professional help to get their contraptions waterborne. The Chemical Brothers' cunning plan involves sinking some buoyant oil drums weighed down with big lumps of scrap iron. They'll attach the drums to the mini and then cut the weights off, allowing the car to float up balletically.
That's good.
Okay, right.
Excellent.
That's good.
The megalomaniacs are playing to their strengths. They're going to crank their mini up out of the water with sheer, ugly brute force, if their floating crane barge doesn't sink first.
Salvagers ahoy! The parking places on the quayside await you. The first team to park up will go through to the Scrap Heap Challenge final. Chemical Brothers, megalomaniacs, raise those minis!
I've drawn the short, damp straw this week. I'm going to be keeping an eye on proceedings out in the water and reporting back to the landlubbers.
I've decided that my keen talents of observation are best utilised on dry land. Very dry.
Probably got too much tension.
Well, the megalomaniac's giant crane does actually float, so far. But the tricky lifting bit is still to come. We've allowed the expert on each team to use scuba kit to complete the challenge. Nick goes straight to work on getting those cables attached to the mini roof.
Watch out for that cable.
Watch the bodywork, Nick.
This is terribly exciting.
I know.
Isn't it?
It's just terrifying.
Yeah, you can feel this tension there.
Yeah, they really are. They're working hard, aren't they? The Reds do a final check of their mini, which will remain tied to its platform by a safety rope until they are ready for the big lift. time for stage one of their elegant airlift theory. The boys unhitch the yokes carrying their underwater lifting system from the pump platform. A quick reminder of their plan.
They have two floaters, pairs of oil drums joined by a scaffold pole on a milkmaid's yoke of wire. The drums are half full of air and should be buoyant enough to lift the mini. They're weighted with just enough ballast to sink gently into position. Then a scaffold pole will slot in to secure the drums under the mini. The ballast will be removed for the lift. And if the oil drums aren't buoyant enough, they have a hand pump on a platform to top them up with air.
So much for the theory. In fact, their fancy lifting system has sunk like a stone straight to the lake bed. It's all tangled up with the underwater platform a long way from their mini. Richard comes up to report. He takes the hose from the pump down to their drums to try and get some air in to float them back up to the mini. But it's desperation stakes.
It's very funny. They got their milk float thing. The first one in sank to about 20 metres down.
And they managed to get it back up.
They started pumping away like crazy.
Good job they built that hand pump in case of emergencies. It allows Richard to get some much-needed buoyancy into their lifting system.
It's good, Pat. Keep talking.
Poor old Pat's wishing he'd looked a bit harder for that compressor.
You've got to get this front down because it's straight up and down now.
Over at the megalomaniac salvage operation, the lifting strops are on, but Nick can see the mini is set to come up under the barge.
That's bending that pole.
They've positioned their crane too close to the vertical. It's making Nick nervous.
No, I'll tell you what.
Your balance.
No, no.
I've got to get the front down.
Yeah, right. The poles are locked on.
The pole's bending back. I've got to get it
right.
Forward.
Yeah.
The megalomaniacs have now got all four clamps on and in position, but the bonnet of the mini, if they were to lift it from there, would come straight up under their pontoon. Not a good idea.
So they're now lowering their A-frames.
So they're now putting their shear legs out,
right,
so that they'll be able to have the distance to lift it up.
The Megs ballasted their crane at the back with two oil drums full of water. But they were worried these wouldn't be enough to prevent the weight of the mini capsizing them. So they readjusted the legs to be closer to the upright, keeping the mini nearer to the pontoon and making it less likely to tip at the front. But now Nick's realised that they have the very opposite problem. The legs are so close to the vertical and the ballast so heavy that they could tip over backwards during the lift. The solution is to dump the ballast and adjust the shear legs to a less acute angle.
Poor old Pat is still pumping for the Chemical Brothers. But it is working. The first floater has been rescued from the seabed and goes into position under the mini.
Excellent.
Just one more floater and they'll be ready for the big lift. The megalomaniacs are adjusting their shear legs so they lean out further. But there's trouble brewing in the depths. Their mini's attached to the crane now, and it's on the move. It's blowing a gale, and the barge has dragged anchor and pulled the mini half off its tower.
The mini's afloat. We're not going to move that. The mini's afloat.
It's too late to adjust the legs. They've got to lift that mini and get it ashore before they're blown away.
Some air back in here.
Paul takes a breather.
Oh, too many meat pies.
And misses the spectacle of a popular 60s saloon car emerging from the depths behind him.
Oh, we have a mini roof. We have a mini roof that's broken
the
surface.
Oh, yes. Well done. Well done.
And actually, it's not tipping that far, is it?
It's not as much as I expected.
Considering they've tipped all the ballast out.
Yes.
The Reds are still trying to rescue their second floater from the lake bed. They're pumping air down to float the sunken drums up to their mini.
The seal's gone.
But the rubber seal on their pump has had it, and the underwater air supply has dried up. Richard's glad he decided not to rely on the hand pump for his personal oxygen. Paul and Pat are gutted. With the pump up the spout, their mini's going nowhere. The oranges have made it to the quayside, but there's a disappointment to come.
Yeah, some buggers had the stereo.
Shear legs are a bit. The shear legs are a bit sheer, weren't they?
Very sheer. In fact, they went into bending. They should have been acting as a strut, but they went back into bending. We didn't have the right angle when we started. We've had the ability to tie it off now. We can slacken the load off,
right,
get the legs to the position they should be, re-secure, and then have another lift.
Now they can make those shear legs a bit less sheer.
Whoa!
Yes!
We're in business. Why don't we bin one set of weights?
Bin the lightest weights. Bin the lightest weights.
The Reds have hit on a rather obvious solution to their pump crisis. They're cutting off some of the heavy ballast so they can easily raise their floaters up to the mini. And it seems to be working.
Excellent! It's coming up! Look!
The Megs are ready for another lift. If the crane works, the Mini could be up on the quayside in minutes.
Right, this is it, boys.
One, two, three.
It's coming up.
The good news is the Mini is definitely inching up.
Hang on.
The bad news is that with every heave, the bows of the barge are sinking lower and lower into the water. It's getting harder and harder to pull.
At the moment, I have to say, the Mini is not going up and the raft is definitely going down.
One, two, three. Hang on. Move me under. One, two, three.
That's it. Looks like the pulley system has packed up.
That's sinking in further.
I think we've lost it.
They're just a few feet from their parking space, but it might as well be miles. The water's too deep for them to jump in and lift the Mini out. And if they winch it any further, the whole thing's going to sink. Nick got his buoyancy calculations wrong, and the Reds are back in with a chance.
So, Paul, it's actually coming together, isn't it?
Well, yeah. We had a bit of a panic on looking across at their construction there. Very impressive.
They're having a few hiccups there, though.
Right, rabbit and hare. Okay, we're coming in on the outside lane. You watch us. You'll hopefully, right, within the next 5 minutes, this Mini will be on the surface. Okay.
Right. I think he means tortoise and hare.
The Submariners are looking in good shape now. They've got their last floater into position under the Mini. Now they just have to secure it there with a scaffold pole. Richard slots the final scaffold pole through. They're moments from a lift now.
Thank God for that.
They're looking very excited.
There's a military manoeuvre going on.
There definitely is, isn't there?
We've got one of them on each corner, and they've just colour-coded poles for their different weights.
Right. So they've all got to go and cut at the same time, though.
Yeah. Richard's wielding.
I saw the fearsome knife he's got there. Yeah, jagged edge. Really terrifying. And down they go.
And he's going to come up really fast.
Yes.
This is it. Time to cut the last of the ballast from their buoyant oil drums. Down goes the heavy metal to the lake bed.
Get out of the way, Bob!
And here comes the Mini. But it goes back down again.
Oh, no.
One set of floaters comes loose and the Mini ends up hanging off the platform.
I don't know any other word to describe that than stuffed. I mean, that's it. They've flipped out. They've given up. They're all swimming home, looking very dejected.
Oh, that's a great pity, that.
Oh, and they were so close. So close.
Oh. Surely not admitting defeat, chemical brothers.
It's falling off. It's on the tower. We didn't cut. There's a safety line holding the car down. It came up and it's done that, and now it's fallen down and it's hanging off the back of the tower.
It's completely off our lifting construction.
We've tried our hardest, we've done our best. We can't say further than that.
Bad luck, team.
Well done,
I hate to intrude on private reef, guys, but I'd get off that slipway if I were you. There's a monster crane barge heading your way. The megalomaniacs have given up on winching the Mini out. Now they're swallowing their pride and going for the girly, but entirely legal option.
And we'll take it up the slipway.
I suppose don't park your car under 6 metres of water. It's probably one of the first lessons we learned today.
Abandon ship, be hearty!
Go on.
So the megalomaniacs have nabbed that parking place and win the day.
Guys, come here.
Well done.
The Chemical Brothers bow out honourably. A fantastic effort from both teams.
You're into engineering or crazy about cars? Check out Discovery's programmes with a motoring theme. Visit our website at discoveryeurope.com. But coming up next this evening, the Time Team visit the English village of Temple Coombe, named after the warrior monks, the Knights Templar.